Chapter 13, The Truth About the Burkitts. Maya drove Hector's car to the Burkitts' house. Shane was holding Isabella and Hector to stop them telling the Burkitts that she was coming. Before reaching the house, Maya called Lulu from Leather and Lace one more time and asked for her help with something. After she hung up, she parked the car by the side of the house and went inside through the unlocked kitchen door without making a sound. She entered the living room, moving first to a bookshelf before sitting down in the dark to wait. She started remembering the past, how she and Joe had not known each other for long before they got married. She remembered coming home from Iraq after Claire's death and how Joe was then. He had talked a lot about how he hated guns and did not like her keeping them in the house. But despite hating guns, he had always wanted to be able to open the safe with his own fingerprint, saying that there might be an emergency. At that time, she kept two Smith & Wesson 6.86 revolvers in the safe, one of them in the secret compartment. One day, when she opened the secret compartment, she immediately knew that someone had used the hidden Smith & Wesson 6.86. It had not been carefully cleaned. Only one other person could open that safe. Maya did not want to admit it to herself, but she guessed the truth. So she gave Shane a bullet from that gun to test and found out that it was the gun that had killed Claire. Joe had killed Claire. Was there a chance that she was wrong? She had to prove it. So she moved the two Smith & Wesson 6.86 revolvers, putting the one that Joe had not used in the secret compartment. She took all the bullets out of the other guns so that Joe would definitely take that one. Then she called him. "I know what you did," she said.
"What are you talking about?"
he asked. "I can prove it," she said. "Meet me in Central Park." She arrived in the park first and saw two guys that she could blame for the murder. If she told the police that they were wearing ski masks, they would not be sent to prison. The police would never be able to prove that these guys were the murderers. Then Joe arrived in the park. "I know that you killed my sister, and I want you punished for it," she said. He pulled out the Smith & Wesson 6.86 that he had taken from the hidden compartment. He was smiling as he pointed it at her chest, but his smile changed to shock when the gun did not work. "I've taken out the firing pin," said Maya.
"It doesn't matter. You'll never prove that I killed Claire," he said.
"I know," she said. Then she lifted her gun, which was the Smith & Wesson 6.86 that had killed Claire. She shot him three times in the shoulder, neck, and chest, making it look like a killer with less experience of guns than her. As he was dying, Maya hugged Joe to get plenty of his blood on her shirt, then put both guns in her purse and ran out of the park screaming for help. Later, she threw the revolver that she had used to shoot Joe into the river. She put the firing pin back in the other one and put it in the safe. This was the one that Kearse took for testing, which had no connection with either murder. Maya knew that if the same gun had killed both Claire and Joe, no one would think that she had killed Joe. She had been abroad when Claire was murdered, so the police would think that she had not killed Joe either. And then that nanny cam video changed everything. From inside the Burkitts' living room, Maya heard a car arrive. She stayed in her chair as the door opened and Judith came in with Neil and Caroline. Judith switched on the lights and screamed.
"My God," she said. "You scared me to death, Maya. What are you doing here?"
"Joe isn't alive," said Maya. "You just wanted me to believe that to make me paranoid and see how I would react. First, you told Isabella, her mother, and her brother to put that video on the nanny cam. Then you told Caroline to talk to me about believing that her brothers were alive and that Detective Kearse was being paid. That was all lies, wasn't it?" Judith looked at her children and then back at Maya.
There's nothing wrong with that, she said. There's no law against trying to catch a killer.
How did you know that I killed Joe? Asked Maya.
I just knew. A mother knows, said Judith.
No, Judith. You knew that I had a reason to do it. Caroline said, What's she talking about, Mom? Joe murdered my sister, said Maya.
That's not true, said Caroline.
Yes, it is, said Maya. And your mother knew about it. Caroline looked at her mother, who was still looking at Maya.
Claire was trying to destroy the family business, said Judith. Joe just tried to stop her. He went too far, I admit, but she was the enemy. You were a soldier, Maya, so you understand that you have to attack the enemy.
Maya felt her anger grow.
You stupid, awful woman.
Hey!
It was Neil speaking.
Don't talk to my mother like that. You just admitted that you killed Joe, Maya,
said Judith.
You'll go to prison.
You don't understand, said Maya. He didn't just kill my sister. He killed Teo Mora.
That was an accident, said Judith.
He killed Tom Douglas, said Maya.
You can't prove that, said Judith.
And he killed his own brother. Everyone stopped. For a few seconds, they were all silent. Caroline turned to Judith.
Mom, that's not true, is it?
Of course it's not true, said Judith,
but her voice was shaking a little. I visited Christopher Swain today, Judith, said Maya. He told me what happened on the boat. Andrew told the others that he wanted to go to the police about Teo's death. He went outside and Joe followed him. Caroline started crying. Neil looked scared.
That doesn't mean that Joe killed him, said Judith. That's just your mad idea.
Joe told me that it was suicide, said Maya, and Judith nodded. Except that's not what happened. Joe and Andrew went out at 1 o'clock, but nobody reported Andrew missing until 6 o'clock. If Joe saw Andrew jump, why wouldn't he report it immediately? Judith's eyes opened wide, and she dropped to her knees. It was clear that she had never admitted to herself before that Joe had done it. Then she started to cry like a dying animal.
It can't be true.
It's true, said Maya. Joe killed Teo Mora, Andrew, Claire, and Tom Douglas. How many more did he kill? How many kids in school did he attack? His father saw it, which is why he gave control of the company to Neil. Everyone will find out now. You were the mother of a murderer, Judith.
And you'll go to prison for life for his murder, said Judith.
Probably, said Maya. But everything will also be released about the Birkett Medicine Company, EAC. So it's the end for you, too.
There must be some way to escape all this, said Judith. We can make a plan, Maya. Let's blame the EAC company scandal on Joe, and we won't tell the police about you killing him.
It's too late for that, Judith, said Maya.
She's right, Mom.
It was Neil, who was standing behind Maya, pointing a gun in her direction.
I have a better idea,
he said to Maya.
You stole Hector's car and came into our house, probably with a gun. I could kill you now, and we'd say that we were protecting ourselves.
Neil looked at his mother, who smiled, and Caroline nodded. The whole family had agreed. Neil shot Maya 3 times. The same number of times that I shot Joe, she thought. Maya fell to the ground and heard voices.
No one will ever know.
Check her pockets. Where's her gun?
Maya smiled and looked toward the bookshelf.
What's she smiling about?
What's that on the bookshelf? It looks like...
Oh, no.
Maya's eyes closed. She waited for the sounds of helicopters, guns, and screaming, but they did not come. They never came again. It was dark and then silent. Finally, there was peace.